fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 19th day of January. The prepper tip today is to make sure your winter car kit has everything you need and that it's in good condition, ready for use. The single digit and below temperatures can just flat kill you if you find yourself stranded on a remote road. So that's your prepper tip today. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Pastor Evan Bell. Pastor Bell is the pastor of my church, the church I attend pretty much every Sunday, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri, on Highway 49. We'll be talking about the events today and matters that are of a real concern and to all us Christian believers. Good morning, Pastor. Morning, Pastor Bell. I'm not hearing anything. Looks like he's not on mute. Pastor Bell, we can't hear you, sir. All right. Well, we have some technical issues, obviously, and we'll hopefully be able to resolve those soon and be able to get Pastor Bell on with us here. Well, my engineer will work on that and see what we can do to get Pastor Bell with us. He looks like he's here, but he's not here. Okay. Ultimately, what we're looking at here in terms of the situation in the United States and worldwide is it is a spiritual battle. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. There's lots of rabbit trails, lots of nuances to this, lots of different directions that people can follow. We talk about the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, but ultimately it is a spiritual battle. And we're working on getting Pastor Bell back, and he's got some technical difficulties on his end. He lives in the National Forest and should be back with us. Pastor Bell, are you with us now? Okay, not yet. Okay, his audio is not working properly for some reason. I've known Pastor Bell now for, I guess it's been 8 years or so, maybe a little bit longer, I'm not sure.
Good morning, well, John. Good to be with you.
Evan, good morning, sir. We got the technical issues squared away. Thank you. Good to be with you. Pastor Bellov, you and I have known each other, what, about 8+ years? I've lost track.
I think it's about that. We've lived in the woods now 11 years, and I think we've known you eight, maybe nine, and then you've been attending. We've been serving 7, and you've been attending most of those.
Right, right. Well, we met at movie night, I believe, and we ran movie night for 8 seasons. We didn't do it last season. COVID pretty much knocked movie night out of the ballpark in terms of people showing up. But one of the things that I respect about you is your time you spent in, if I can say it right, Kazakhstan. Am I saying it right?
Almost. Tajikistan,
which was one of the stands, as it's sometimes referred to in the old Soviet Union, where you and your family served as missionaries for some period of time, and giving you experience, knowledge, a worldview that very few Americans have, pastors or otherwise, don't you, sir?
I'd like to think so. We brought home so much, not just in our suitcases, but in our hearts and minds about serving, helping people, society, culture, how people relate, how people do family, community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have a very nice country church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, which is continually going getting upgrades here and there to make the place more beautiful, more usable. The most recent upgrade was rebuilding the front porch and of the structure with a very nice roof overhang, so you can get out of the rain more quickly. A nice wheelchair ramp, all new concrete with a nice new railing. It's really changed the whole appearance of the front of the church, hasn't it?
It has. We've turned our focus from outside and up front to downstairs. We're currently remodeling our children's room, and this is because Children's Church has landed upon my wife's shoulders after another lady who capably started the ministry has turned it over to her. And one of the things we're doing is mounting a 32-inch monitor on the wall. Kids like to move. Our Children's Church is for kids up to about 6, 7. After that, we think a child should be in the sanctuary with his parents. But kids like to move. They need to move. So my wife, in the middle of her 30, 35-minute ministry to kids, plays an exercise video with of course, Christian words. And the little kids stand up and just stretch their limbs and move. And we think this is a really healthy addition to our children's room.
And in addition, for those youngsters, infants, an infant that's can't settle down or is crying too much, there's a very nice room at the back of the sanctuary with a glass window where the mother can still be part of the service, but the crying child isn't disrupting everything, correct?
That's right. That's our nursery, and we've recently cleaned and renovated it somewhat and kind of redid some things within it to make it a little more contemporary.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Pastor, while we were still getting the technical difficulties squared away, I was mentioning to our audience that the issues that concern us, I refer to our opposition as the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, that ultimately these battles at the national and international level are a spiritual battle, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are. Scripture makes that clear. Corinthians tells us we don't wrestle with physical fortunes as much as we do with spiritual ones. This is spiritual warfare.
Absolutely. Well, we use the New King James Version, which I really like. I grew up with the original King James, which is difficult and burdensome to read, even if you're used to it. But the New King James Version follows along very nicely with the original King James, but it's much more easily read and more easily comprehended by everybody, isn't it?
I think so, especially those that are new to the church. And of course, we respect the King James and its critical role in church history. We do it as an act of pragmatism, John. We just feel that new Christians, younger readers, will gravitate more readily to words that they quickly understand and can comprehend.
Absolutely. And I agree, absolutely. Well, we have a Sunday service that begins at 10:30 in the morning and goes for about an hour every Sunday, don't we, sir?
Yep, right at an hour. And we have a Wednesday night prayer time. People like to collect and just share life. It's not one person doing all the praying. We generally sit together and just share life, what's happening in our families, our community. It's a time when you get to speak. Everyone gets a chance to speak. And then we pray for one another. We also are restarting our Bible study Sunday night. We do take off. No school goes year round. Every school gets a break, and our church is no exception, but we'll be restarting Sunday nights real soon.
All right. Well, this past Sunday, I think the high temperature was in the single digits, or not much different than that. And we had a service anyway. I wasn't able to make it, but it's weather allowing, we have church every Sunday, don't we?
Yeah, we did. I might have called that off, John. If I had spoken with my trustees and my deacon, the better part of wisdom would have been just to tell folks to stay safe, stay at home. But we went ahead, we came, and we did. We had a lovely time. We sat in a small group, and our church leans towards meaningfulness in our services rather than form or tradition, John. So the folks that did attend, we had a good time.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to know also. And Pastor, your experience living in the former Soviet Republic gave you a worldview that, as I mentioned before, is unique and unusual, and serves you well even in the United States because of the experience you have of with dealing with different people with different cultures. Applies pretty much to everybody, doesn't it?
It does. I tell you, John, it's all the same. This divine comedy we call life. Only the props are different. You know, 1999, we first entered Tajikistan, and at that time, you literally had to register every camera, every cassette recorder, every laptop had to be registered with the government. There was that tight of Soviet control. And, of course, the small republics just kept the same Soviet apparatus of monitoring people. But you had to register all these things so the government knew what you were in possession of. It was fascinating to us new missionaries in this little country. The second thing that was fascinating to me was they would ask people when you came into the airport on the customs form, what your father's occupation was and what your mother's occupation, to put you in a class of people, to know what class of person you were. Now, I tell you that, that faded. They got new international customs forms, immigration forms you fill out, kind of boilerplate standard stuff these days, and they just can't keep up with cell phones. They simply can't. So those things have gone away. But when I hear yesterday Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, Ohio, share that our government is now leaning on financial institutions to spy on what we buy and the quality of people we are, what our religion and our purchases is, everything from handguns to Bibles. You know, when Obama said clinging to their guns and Bibles, they took that seriously. And it's amazing to me that it is all the same. It's the same as the Soviet Union. Control of people, monitoring what people buy, possess, and what's in their heart, it has always been a tool of the enemy to control people from liberty, the ability to live life as we so choose.
Absolutely. Well, something I've came to my own conclusion, anything the government fears may be something that I want, no matter what it is. If the government fears it, it might be just the right thing to get.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that 100%. And they fear clear communication. They fear community, connectedness. They fear our ability to gather together according to our own philosophy, religion, or mindset, and our ability to assemble. And that's why freedom of assembly was so critical to our Constitution.
A friend of mine back around, it was about 1990 or so, a Jewish businessman, he was an Air Force veteran. There was an attempt to ban certain rifles, and he didn't even particularly want to own one. But when he found out the government wanted to ban it, he went out and bought one.
I think that's a good idea. I think picking up a handgun, if you go to a flea market or yard sale and you see a box of ammo, whether you have that caliber weapon or not, just simply having it, picking it up and rat-holing it away is a good idea. It will become a tradable commodity, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we move forward with all these issues. We're in an election year, and we need to be aware of these things on one hand. On the other, we need to be grounded in the fact that we know who wins in the end, don't we?
We do. And then we that live in the woods, John, we also deal with the mundane this week. In spite of everything I've talked about, our pipes froze this week. So we were 2 days getting water from our spring. And we're dealing with a predator in the hen house, John.
Absolutely.
A mink or a weasel, something that small. And that's what we deal with out here in the Ozarks.
Absolutely. Well, out here in the Ozarks, it's a whole different culture and lifestyle, isn't it?
It is. And we've moved here for it and because of it. We had a problem. We have three dogs. Of course, dogs are really an important part of any homestead, any farm. Farm dogs are so important. When it's 15 and below, we bring them in. We just don't want frostbitten ears. We do have houses and things, and they stay outside. When it starts getting down single digits or below zero, we bring them in. And sure enough, we brought them in, and it was either a mink or a weasel. You know, every predator leaves its own calling card.
Right.
And something got in our hen house and took out a couple of our hens because our dogs were not at their stations outside.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, when it comes to country living, these cats and dogs both have a purpose. They're not just cute, fuzzy pets. They do have a purpose and a job to do, don't they?
Well, it's the similarity is interesting, John, because the predators will test the limits of our farm safety and security. They're always at the edge of the woods monitoring our guard dogs and testing and making sure that we are on guard. And it does remind me of our government testing our freedoms, our personal liberties, pushing what they can take away, testing pushback, testing our nation's resilience or willingness to cave and allow the government to intrude. We look at COVID. We look at the right to bear arms as two places the government has been pushing the edges.
Absolutely. Here's our first break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to get up to speed on the worst crime in human history? That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. More than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying, in no uncertain terms, that the direct intended effects of all the COVID vaccinations are death and disablement. These aren't the side effects, they're the intended effects. Also, on my website, you'll find products that will help you achieve your goals. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. My home business, when you place your order, I personally box it up. Take the Little Country Post Office of Cherryville, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant, where tonight they have their catfish buffet, and I ship them out by the Postal Service all over the world. And get the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You don't want to put your credit card on the internet? Just call my toll-free airline. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, the pastor of my church, and you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. A pastor of the cultural revolution seems to be moving forward at a very fast pace. Things are happening I never imagined, where For example, most recently, the American Boxing Association is now allowing young men to beat up young ladies. If their testosterone level has been below a certain point for a certain number of months, which I don't think makes any difference, quite frankly. Once a boy has gone through puberty, it doesn't matter what his testosterone level is. He, by age 16, 17, he's got the full strength of an adult male for the most part, and that doesn't change even if his testosterone changes, does it, Pastor?
No, sir. It reminds me of a cultural phenomenon. 20 years we had those videos called, horrible videos called bum fights. Do you remember those? It was a video of a man who would go out and just pay a bum $100 to fight him, and of course the poor bum would be beat to a pulp. And
right.
And our culture ate it up. And it seems to me there's going to be a segment of our society, John, that enjoys seeing a male that's had the privilege and the advantage of going through male puberty to beat up on a woman. I'm afraid there's a segment of our nation that is going to enjoy watching that.
Unfortunately, that's become true. And in Missouri and in Arkansas, both laws have been passed to prevent boys from participating in girls' sports, causing harm to these girls. Boys taking away the scholarship possibility for young women that have worked for many years, very difficult, hard training. But in other parts of the country, say California, it is perfectly okay for a young man to take away the basketball, track, volleyball scholarship from a young lady, isn't it?
It is, and I'm proud and pleased that our two states have been proactive. You know, John, I think so often the church is reactionary. We hear what happens, we don't like it, we protest maybe, put up a little resistance, but we don't take proactive steps to prevent, block, fight these things from happening. And I think an exception to that is our states proactively passing legislations which prevents this sort of arrangement.
Well, in Barbara, Missouri, which is a population of about 650 people, some of that social bizarreness has surfaced there, but not much, has it?
Not much. I think if a young man wanted to beat up on a young woman in our little town, I think every other young man in the town would want a round or two with that disturbed young person. I can't see that happening, but you never know.
Well, it's hard to say, but for the most part, throughout the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, men are men, women are women, and we respect that. That's part of our culture, and I don't see that changing anytime soon, do you?
I don't think so. Not as far out as we are. But internet, media, it does have the power to reach anywhere. It's the great equalizer, John.
Absolutely.
And we have seen cultural change pick up speed as the newest craziness, be it from Hollywood, be it from Washington, be it from our major cities, because it is instantly available even way out here. We don't have to wait for it to make its way out here. Young people do have access via the equalizer force of the internet.
Absolutely. Pastor, we got a caller and holder, Rick. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Pastor. Pastor, I couldn't help but think, as I heard you describing the Tajikistan that
hold
you
on,
knew.
Hold on through the break here, Glenn. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We got Glenn from Philadelphia on hold. What's your question or comment, Glenn?
Yes, hi, Pastor. I couldn't help thinking, when you were talking about the Tajikistan that you knew, that it sounded more like the rigid, Sovietized bureaucracies, you know, that we were used to hearing about for Russia during the Cold War era, and that sort of thing, whereas it sounded like the time you were in Tajikistan, it was still, you know, maintaining that rigid bureaucracy, whereas Russia itself had probably started to reform a little bit more at the time. What's your opinion about that?
Well, thank you for your comment and your question, Glenn. I think you're spot on. Tajikistan went through a civil war, and They were very leery of destruction of their republic, little republic bordering Afghanistan. So they simply maintained a lot of Soviet heavy-handed ways. They had no need, no public impetus or pressure to reform. The politicians were all the same. They were all former communists. They simply changed the names. And that took a long time to evolve and to move away slightly from. But they are still heavy-handed in their control. And people who have tasted power let go of it very reluctantly. So I do think Russia, because of a little bit of economic revival, pressure from the West, doing business with the West, commodities such as oil, help push them to lighten up a little bit. But it's still a place with poorer human rights than Europe, of course.
Right. And I think aren't most of the Stan republics Sunni Muslim in their orientation?
They are. But remember, now this will change as the old guard dies off, but they were all communists. So in the same way that 50 years ago Turkey was Muslim, but they wanted to be a part of NATO, they wanted to be a part of Europe, they wanted their religion was like Polish Catholics, I suppose. It wasn't woven into their very existence. Now that has changed in Turkey, of course. Their current president is quite fervent in his faith. But these Soviet republics, they look more towards Putin and Moscow than they do towards the king and Mecca, the seat of their religion, I would say.
Right, right. Yeah, the Western relationship with the Stans has always been a little unusual or fraught with difficulties. I mean, look at our disaster in Afghanistan, and now just in the past week, we've had Iranians firing missiles on Pakistan. So it's just the relations are just a mess.
I think so. A U.S. ambassador in Tajikistan wrote home in a cable that was released by WikiLeaks. And he said the current president for life, 25 of Tajikistan, would rather have 90% of a $100 pie than 50% of a $1,000 pie. That is, he would rather be the big fish in a very small pond than open up his country to Western ideals, Western standards on human rights, Western business practices. He doesn't want to let that power go. And the U.S. has tried to help, but of course our interests are always clouded. We were there in 2005 when there was the Andijan Valley massacre in Uzbekistan. That's next door to Tajikistan. And because President Bush wanted an airfield in southern Uzbekistan for launching and conducting the war in Afghanistan there, 2005, 2006, he looked the other way. Why President Karimov of Uzbekistan at the time fired upon Uzbek citizens in a simply a public demonstration and protest. 600, 700 people were slaughtered in the streets. And this never made the news because we didn't want to lose our airfield. And U.S. governmental policy and interest have always clouded the interest of helping these people in these poor, broken republics.
Wow. It's interesting that something like that would be glossed over. But, yeah it's understandable. So I suspected that was a situation and that, you know, what you were experiencing then. But, all right. Well, thank you very much for explaining.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Pastor, we have a number of homeschool families, including yours in the area, don't we, sir?
We sure do. Homesteading and homeschooling seem to go together. there's farm chores, and then there's homeschool starts shortly thereafter, I think, for many families out here in the Ozarks.
Well, I look at the farm chores as part of schooling in terms of life experience and knowing how to act and behave as a young adult. It all works together, doesn't it?
It does. At least that's what we tell our children. but you're absolutely right, John. To get up, to get out of a warm bed, to dress quickly, to tend to the needs of animals, dumb animals, before your own needs, to have to do it, it just cannot be undone, is a great skill, responsibility to be woven into a young person's life. And it's something that is sorely lacking in young people today.
Absolutely. And there's a difference between, even out here in the country, youngsters that grow up on a farm or a ranch like your place in the woods, or youngsters that grow up in town. The youngsters that grow up in town basically learn to use their thumbs like boys in the city, don't they?
That's right, cell phone. Yeah.
And video games. Yeah. It's amazing how this culture evolution reaches to these remote areas like Viburn, Missouri. But the homeschoolers all know each other, and they work together to achieve common goals, don't they?
Yeah, we have several families we're connected with, and we like the mix of both homeschooling and then connecting with other homeschoolers outside our home. Our daughter is taking violin school lessons at a nearby music school that focuses on homeschoolers. Their violin, their music, instrument, voice, drama lessons are during the public school day. So they have almost exclusively homeschooler students, and it's a nice little school. They bought a closed church building and run a little music school there in St. James. So it's a nice day trip for my daughter and my wife.
Absolutely. Well, it's different when you have to drive 10 miles one way to get a loaf of bread, isn't it?
Yeah, I say day trip. And because my wife will also take her shopping list, she'll pay some bills, maybe stop at the bank. We have a post office box that she'll stop off and check. And you're right. When you live on the farm, you don't leave. You don't run into town for a Coke, John. There has to be a list of things.
No. It's a different lifestyle. And I learned long ago, I've been here 20 years ago, to combine at least two or more reasons for leaving the premises to go into town, or even more so to go into St. Louis, which is 100 miles one way. It's nothing to be taken lightly. That 10-mile or 100-mile trip especially is something that takes planning to make it worthwhile, doesn't it?
It takes planning. But this also builds a resiliency, the ability to say no to yourself. You know, I want a bag of Doritos. Well, you're not going to get them today because we're not going to town today. This helps build the capacity in people to deny instantaneous desires for something better in the future. This is another really good personality trait that living on a farm will instill.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, you preach from the Bible. We have an excellent Bible passage every sermon that helps people understand who they are, where they are, and understand life a little bit better. That's one of the things that you try to get across to people, isn't it?
It sure is, John. My style of preaching, I'll never be told that I'm overly dramatic or dynamic. I know this, but people that attend our church, my goal is for them to understand one passage of Scripture better. And I know there are pastors that will jump all over the Word of God, and like a Chinese buffet, they'll take a verse here and a verse there and put it all together to say something they'd like to express. I think letting the sense of a passage, 5 to 7 verses at a minimum, perhaps up to half a chapter, let the Scriptures speak for themselves, organize themselves into preachable points, expository, excuse me, exegetical preaching is the way we approach the Word of God in our church.
That's excellent, and it works, and our church is growing. We have room for people with musical talent, playing instruments or singing both. We have room in the pews that are comfortable and padded. The country church I went to as a boy had hardwood seats that weren't all that comfortable, Pastor.
I think most did. I think wood was plentiful, and oak is not exactly the softest wood there is, John, but many former Christians of former generations grew up on oak benches, oak planks, oak pews. But we in our comfortable day and age, and we're thankful to God for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, do you ever feel sometimes like you're the boy putting his finger in the holes in the dike and just keeps more holes coming up when it comes to this cultural revolution we're dealing with?
I often think so. We have to not only stem the tide, plug the leak, John, but we have to remain dynamic and alive. The church must stay ahead. You know, you look at another water metaphor, John, of the wave. You get in front of the wave and it crashes upon you and destroys you. You get behind the wave and you miss it. You're left behind. But you learn to catch the wave and ride it, and you can allow the water itself to move you. And our churches today, we must do better at sensing cultural shift, staying slightly ahead of it, and using its energy to become ever more clear and expressive of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must not be infected by modern culture, but neither can we become a museum or a window to the past, as so many godly good churches have become, good and godly, John. But they are effectively a museum. People who attend are looking into the past, how it was done so long ago. And these churches are generally getting smaller.
Well, that's just simply the way it is. But remaining relevant to people is very important, isn't it?
It is. And using every advantage in your presentation, in your living out your faith, it's so important. It is the same thing. I mean, you look at the armies in Ukraine and Russia. One of them is using heroic World War II tanks and equipment. The other one is using the best of the West, the best of, and we may disagree with giving them the best of our technology, John. But I can't help but think that some churches are using what worked 50 and 60 years ago. And of course, it's the same gospel. And of course, it's the same message. But unless we modernize our tools, modernize our way, we are using a cavalry charge with swords drawn, John, in facing an enemy that has the most modern technology. And the church will not fare well if it continues that.
Absolutely. Well, we do what we can. Sometimes it's an uphill battle. Sometimes we have a win here and there. But the fight is worth it, isn't it?
It certainly is. I look at my two children still at home, John, and my biggest desire is that they grow up to become happy, well-adjusted, productive, godly citizens of our nation, that they become taxpayers and full-time workers, which we desperately need. And our church has to be a part of that, of delivering young people ready to face their world, ready to enjoy life and all its adventures.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. We have our last break coming up here, and we like to conclude these discussions with a prayer for our country, a prayer for the world, a prayer for everybody, that we will do our best to come through these matters and come through these issues on the other side as born-again Christians who have survived all the things they want to throw at us. Well, Pastor, it looks like they're trying to come up with a new disease of some sort to get the mail in balance, doesn't it?
What is this? Disease X? Is that what they're calling it?
The most recent thing is Disease X, right, whatever that is.
Rather than describe it, they're going to come up with a metaphorical disease. We're all going to come down with a hypothetical disease, John.
Right.
I tell you, John Cleese of Monty Python could not come up with something more bizarre.
No, he couldn't. Here's our break. We'll be back in a moment.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we so fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the church I attend every Sunday, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri, on Highway 49. And, Pastor, you've probably had certain ideas when you were going through seminary about what your life would be, the direction it would go, and how much of that early thoughts before you graduated from seminary have proven to be true.
Oh, John, you can imagine that I never imagined moving to the woods and serving a flock in a rural church that needed help finding its voice and its feet in today's contemporary world. Never imagined it. But here we are, happy to be using the skills and tools God has given us, happy to found a flock we love, and a community in great need. So we are happy, but surprised.
Well, that's life in general. I found it to be true for myself. You make your plans, and then life happens, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And God watches, and I think he smiles at times. He loves us so. But he entrusts us with very, very impressive tool sets, skill sets, abilities, giftings. And then he smiles when he watches his children grow and learn to use them in being responsible, happy adults, but also in helping others.
And, all right.
I think this brings pleasure to the Father's heart.
Well, Pastor, we like to wrap up our discussions with a prayer for all our listeners. Could you do that for us, please, sir?
My pleasure. Father God, we thank you for today and all it holds for us. We realize that you have placed your church, the American church, the true church, in a season of great testing, great change, but yet you have called us to be people of compassionate hearts. We pray that you would give us deep compassion for all around us, especially for the hurting, those with broken lives. We pray that you would make us people of integrity. Help us to be integral in our faith, in our words, in our deeds, in our attitudes. Help us to be faithful to what you have given us, O God. Make your church truly a wonderful thing, Lord, and use us along the way, we pray. In Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate it as always. We look forward to having you back in 2 weeks, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
Okay. We have top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Marie Lasseter, the elected coroner of Texas County, the largest county in the state of Missouri, almost as big as Rhode Island. It's a really big county, but a relatively small population given its size. And Marie always has some interesting updates for us. She's getting quite a following of her on her own. She's written 3 books, which are available for at Amazon.com. I recommend all these books. The books deal with wild edibles and herbs that you can gather and use for yourself. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.